See, that's like one of these nightclubs. That's a nightclub, what it is.
Yeah.
Got dark booths, you know, all the way around here.
What did y'all eat when you were coming up mostly? Same stuff you eat
now? I tell you, when we were coming up mostly, we had pea and cornbread and buttermilk and butter. That was good.
I had to cook cornbread back in them days.
I cook about like I do now. I remember used to be a little nigga live right close to us. We called him on to the hemp. He was an old nigga. He was an old lady. And she'd tell us that we'd get us some flour and some syrup and some ginger. She'd make us some Yankee pudding.
What was that?
That'd just like ginger cake, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we go home and we get a gallon of bucket of flour and carry it to him. And a 2 inch gallon syrup and Susan kind of run there. Deal mama's ginger extract she had flavor with and carry up that to him. And she'd take it and it had a big old brown spider about that big around.
Mm-hmm.
Had legs on it. And had a lid, big old cast lid to go on top of it, and here sort of had a sink on it. And she'll, a nigga woman take a fire coal and put it in that big old pan,
yeah,
and then cover the top of it, keep it red hot with fire coal. Boy, you talking about something good, that was good. And then we went for a nigga, but he wasn't that nigga, he was Indian. He was a black Indian. He had a nigga woman for a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 2 or 3 children by her. Her name was Bo Hellum, her name was.
He named him.
A little nigga named Bo Hellum. And the best cook you ever seen in your life, he could cook. And he went with us and saw me, he was a boss in the woods, you know. And niggas always hated him, you know, on kind of here. But the other time, in wake time, he looked at it once and said, "Rise, niggas, rise. The nigga die with pine there, and the mule die with buying there, and let's go." Boy, he hated him. And he kept a little wax on him, hammer about that long. He had a belt, and he slid that axe. And he kept a razor edge on that axe all the time. And Papa tell me he want some bill stuff.
Uh-huh.
He'd go through the woods and he'd pick out the tree, you know, and he'd mark it, you know, so they know what to cut. If they don't cut it, boy, you talking about, he wasn't your uncle hearing his granddad for cussing. I could hear him a mile cussing them niggas. And he'd tell me, he said, "If you can't do what I said, do, get your bucket and get on the hill." And they'd have come by me a heap of times. They said, "I wish y'all would get shit of him." Paul said, "No, we won't get no logs neither." And he kept that sawmill wrapped up in logs, I'm telling you.
He did?
Yeah, and he had two oxen. And we call them Bill and Jerry.
Do you remember when they used to use them?
Oh, yeah. I remember when your granddad used to use them.
Did? Okay.
And he never would let none of them niggas hit them oxen. And nothing. He'd get out there with a whoop, man, he could make that whoop sound like a 45 go off. And he could pop it everywhere, that kept it going, that was so like an automatic. He get talking to them old cows, and he talking about pulling, them cows would pull. I was small, little then.
Yeah.
And he get about, and get to the log, 3-4 logs, and 2 cows pulling it. He set me up on top of it, and came to back to the sawmill. I remember all that.
They had big old wagons, didn't they? The